the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm so glad that you are here with me and you're going to share the good news. Maria Barnes, Brains, welcome home. You're on the Edge with April Mahoney and Maria Barnes, right there. We're at the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today we have an amazing guest. We have an author. We have a person that has made a great transformation in her life, and she has some incredible news that she just got that she's going to share with us. So, Brains, let me introduce you to today's guest, Maria Barnes. Hi.
Hi, April. Thank you for having me.
Me and the Brains are happy to have you. We really are. So let's start out with some good news. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I was just told by my oncologist that my stage 4 metastatic breast cancer is in remission. And I'm thrilled because that doesn't happen. Yeah. Yeah. Breast cancer. Yeah. Metastatic breast cancer. Traditionally, they don't say they can cure it. They can manage it, but they can't cure it. But so right now, for all intents and purposes, I am cured, although it's so new. She just gave me the news last week that I'm still on chemo and the whole bit. But, you know, day by day, I'm just looking forward to having a long and healthy life.
Well, you are looking radiant, and I'm so happy. And I'm glad to know that my God is still in the blessing business and he's working.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about you before you got visited by the dreaded Big C. Tell us a little bit about your life.
Well, I am, career-wise, I have worked in film and video in the media for over 30 years, and I live in the Washington, D.C. area. So I have had a long career both in television and in private, doing videos for private corporations, public corporations, nonprofits. It's been pretty varied. I've done a lot of work with the federal government, traveled all over the world, mostly with the military. I had a great time. It was, however, very stressful. And in 2006, I was diagnosed with breast cancer for the first time. And went through the whole, treatment, had everything done. And then I thought I'd kicked it. And then in 2017, woke up one day with a pain in my spine. And I thought, oh my God, why do I have a backache? Didn't go away. So about 3 weeks later, I went, had a CT scan, and sure enough, there was a little tumor in my spine.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So I've been in treatment ever since, but I have to say this, I am a Course in Miracles student. I've been a Course in Miracles student since 2003. And, I just never believed that I couldn't put disease behind me. So when I was re-diagnosed in 2017, I thought, and the doctor said, look, she sits down and tells me, well, we can manage it, but we can't cure it, i.e. at some point, there you go. I thought, I'm not accepting that. I'm just not. I know that I can change this and that I can have a healthy life and I can be well again. And so I set my mind to it. And sure enough, it took me about 2.5 years. But now for the first time, my scans, I saw her last week and she said, have you heard the good news? I said, no. She said, well, your scans are absolutely clean. Nothing on them, nothing.
Wow.
And I had been watching my cancer levels go down as I wrote the book, actually. They went to green. They went from red into green. Everything went green.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So tell us, back up a little bit. Tell us about Course in Miracles. What is that all about?
So A Course in Miracles is a transformational spiritual training. It was dictated by Jesus to a woman named Helen Schuchman. She was a professor at Columbia University in the 60s, and it took 7 years for her to take down the book. She dictated it, her boss transcribed it, and it finally was turned into a book in like 75. Since then, millions of people have become Course in Miracles students. And what it teaches is forgiveness. It is Jesus talking, and he said he was going to dictate the book because he wanted to set the record straight. He wanted no politics, no, you know, political, the church. Yeah, the church has had a lot of revisions to what he said over the years. And so he said, I want to put this straight. But the basic idea is that he is all about true forgiveness. And true forgiveness is, it's a quantum. It forgives everything. And true forgiveness is true healing. So that's what I'm doing. And that's how I've done it.
Forgiving what, though? I mean,
forgiving everything. There isn't anything that can't be forgiven. So what you end up doing is you go through each and every day forgiving everything. And I mean, it's called radical acceptance. And you forgive everything. And the point of it is that from A Course in Miracles standpoint, this realm that we live in, this world, is from heaven's standpoint, a dream. Why? Because it's not perfect. Everything is perfect. God is oneness. God is perfect.
It's a dream, and in some places what's going on is a nightmare.
And it is. Parts of it is our nightmare. It's yin and yang. So you have great parts of the dream, but you also have the disease part of the dream, which really stems from our guilt at having, you know, been kicked out. We actually weren't kicked out of, you know, heaven. We chose to leave and experience that, which is not oneness. And God, in its infinite wisdom, said, have at it. I'm still here, and I'll be here when you get back. Right. And everyone gets back. So, but this is part of the experience of living the dream. And so when people say, I'm living the dream, in my mind, I'm saying, you don't know how right you are.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
So, okay. So when you find this Course in Miracles, is this in conjunction with your religious doctrine?
Yes. I was raised a Catholic. My father was studied to be a priest. My mother studied to be a nun. They obviously didn't go there. They got married and had 8 kids. But, you know, there's a lot of guilt that comes with organized religion. And guilt is very unhealthy, actually. It really spins in your mind. So there are a lot of unhealthy thoughts that are in your subconscious, your unconscious. And so what my book does is it helps readers go into their unconscious and the subconscious, pull out the thoughts that are negative and reverse them through forgiveness, to let them go, to see everything with love, to see through the eyes of Christ. And that is what you're taught to do in the Course of Miracles, is to not judge, stop it. And to, you know, let all of that go and to be accepting of everything and see them the way God made them, which is a perfect child of God. So you go through your life, you let it go each and every day. That's what I'm working on as I walk through my day. And I am doing the work.
Well, some pun intended, you know, the devil is in the details. And that's a part of your boundaries, is judgment.
Right.
How do we walk that fine line? Because we need to be clear.
Right.
We need to be able to stop, edit, filter, process, recall. We can love, but we need to love cautiously.
Well, we were taught that, but actually that's not the healthiest teaching. So what the Course in Miracles teaches and what Jesus is teaching, and this is, you know, it's revolutionary. He was, let's make no bones about it. He was revolutionary in his day, and he still is today. He still teaches through various channels, but, you know, they killed him for it, right? He was very revolutionary. And what he was teaching was freedom. He was teaching people how to take back their personal freedom and create a beautiful life here, even though it's in separation from seeming separation. You can't ever be separated from God. God is all that is. But you can have the experience of being separated. So part of judgment comes from that. But in retraining your mind not to judge, what you're doing constantly is assessing and saying, the universe is holographic. So what you see out there somehow is part of you, because we're all connected. So the collective of everyone, all of us together, creates this world. And since we're all connected, there's really no separation. We're all part of God on a different level. On some level, that which you don't like, that which you are judging, is also part of your thoughts. So if you want to get beyond that, you have to stop yourself and immediately say, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm experiencing this, it's in my life. How can I bring up the thoughts that are associated with the frequency, the negative frequency, the emotional frequency of that event, person, place, or thing, and turn it around? And so you have to go into your head, and you are literally reprogramming your thoughts to see it with love, to see it. It doesn't matter what it is, let it go. You cannot fight with what has already manifested. The collective has manifested it. What you do want to do is make sure you in your own personal life don't experience more of that which you do not want. And you do that by retraining your mind, saying, and you know, consciously saying, this is what I want more of: love. I am love. I am healed. I am whole. I have abundance. I have joy. I love what I'm doing. And you walk through your life, instead of thinking negative, you start thinking positive. You start focusing on the positive, and nothing will raise your frequency and your immune system faster than that.
Well, the great I am. You know,
it is. And it is. Yeah. I am part of God. And so is that other being. And I honor you as part of God. And I see you for who you truly are. So you're not a body. We're all spirit. We're just having a physical.
Yeah. We got the diagnosis the first time, yeah. You know, and I'm just kind of backtracking here. I can understand you being shocked. The second time, me personally, I'd be angry. I would feel like I was betrayed, that I had done the work, that I had went through this, and here I am again. Why me? You know, because again, it's part of the grief, it's part of the victimization.
Absolutely. That's the first question in your mind. Why me? Why me again? Right. And the answer is, I hadn't done the work. There was a lot hanging in my subconscious, and there still is, that I am working on. And I'm going to be brutally honest about that. I am not perfect, and I have a lot of work left to do, but I know that I have a lot of work to do, and I'm willing to do it. And so I am willing to look inside. Most people don't look inside. They don't question their beliefs at all. But so what the Course in Miracles makes you do is go inside for the answers and look at what's there and say, hey, I am, you can do different. Where can I add love to the mix? And if you can add love to the mix, that's what comes back to you, because it is a holographic universe. What you put out does come back. You reap what you sow. Absolutely.
Well, you are a testament. So tell us about the book. And what was your writing process? I mean, I know that you had a lot of time to sit down and reflect, to take notes. Tell us a little bit about the writing process and how you captured all of this in your book.
Well, because I had been a course student for so long before I was re-diagnosed in 2017, actually in 2014, I had decided I did want to write a book. I saw that a lot of people who studied the course didn't really understand it as well as perhaps they could. So I thought, well, I'll write a book. And, you know, I went nowhere. I just didn't know really how to write a book. So finally, there is a company in Washington, D.C. called the Author Incubator, and they teach you how to write the book. And so I signed up with them, and I wrote the book in 3 weeks, actually. Now, before I started writing the book, it took me several months to really gather my thoughts, to make sure that everything that I wanted to say was in the book. And of course, I've been studying the Course in Miracles for 17 years, so it's not like I didn't know what I was writing about. I certainly did. But it only took me 3 weeks to write it. And then, of course, it went into some editing. And, it is a self-help book. It is to help survivors get back on track and say, I can recapture my life. I am the captain of my ship. It is my life. It is my dream. And if I want a good health, I can have it. If I put my mind to it, I can do it.
Right. But I also, again, pun on words, am the devil's advocate in this particular conversation, because for those that are not going to be as fortunate as you, okay? There's also the Course in Miracles teach you to be okay with that, how to settle with that, how to be one with God, how to go through the process, not be bitter, and to understand that this is a part of the evolutional journey, because we are all organic and we are all going to expire.
Absolutely. So,
it teaches you that as well.
Well, I mean, it teaches you to accept everything that is. It is a radical, it is not traditional in any sense, all right? So in my entire life, I have always believed that I've had other lives. And so we're spirit in nature. We've always been spirit. That is our true nature. That is, heaven is our home. And here you're on a journey. So you have many journeys. And you don't have just one lifetime. If you don't get it right, you're going to get it right in another lifetime. So there are many opportunities for you to do what you want to do. We are all connected. We're all basically aspects of each other, having various experiences that add to the collective. So yes, of course, what I do say about it is, even if you don't get even if you never overcome cancer and you do end up dying from it, it doesn't mean that you won't benefit from the book, because as you raise your frequency and as you are more loving, that is what comes back to you. So you have a better life no matter what. Even if you do end up, I still may end up dying of cancer. I hope not. I don't think I will. But, you know, quite frankly, I don't really care, because I'm focused on how well I'm living and here in body. And it really is to have a better experience here. Sometimes you have to experience that which you are not in order to appreciate that which you really are. And so, you know, you go through these experiences. They're not all great, but they make you a better person. I am more patient. I am more kind. I hopefully am more loving because of this. And so that's been my journey. Everyone's journey is different, but you can have a great journey no matter what, if you put your mind to it and if you are forgiving. I mean, the more you forgive, the better your life is going to be. It's just that simple.
Well, and forgiveness is really for self. It's not for Absolutely. The other individual or the circumstance. It is really to heal yourself. And I had to, you know, work with that. I still have to work with that. I've got some, you know, some things brewing in the back of my mind that is really hard for me to quote unquote give that forgiveness. But again, that is for me to heal and for me to move forward, because it's not affecting the other person or the other situation.
Correct. It's all about your own peace of mind. Right. Yes. And that's what A Course in Miracles does. It gives you the opportunity to take back your life and walk through your life, no matter what the situation, with peace of mind. And when you are at peace, that's great. No matter what. Yeah,
exactly. And peace is a big $25 word. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that taste like? Because so many people are chasing that happiness high. What is the next thing that is going to make me happy? Is going to fulfill me? Is going to challenge me? Instead of just being in the present and being happy, or dwelling off the past, something that they can't recapture or they can't change. Show us a copy of the cover of the book. I know that it is now an ebook.
Yes.
And look at it. Can you zoom it in a little bit so we can see? I want people to. Hold it kind of still there for a minute. Let's get, oh, look at that. That's a beautiful cover. Look at that. That's gorgeous.
Thank you. It's actually a night sky behind there. I love that idea of a night sky.
Let's put cancer behind you. Are you doing it in an audio book, or is it just really just text?
No, it will be an audio book in September, and then it will be in print next March. So
are
for
you
now.
Are you doing the actual reading for the audio?
I am. I will.
Oh, wow. That's going to be great. And that's going to be another part of your healing, because you're going to be sharing your work, your voice, your passion with individuals that are going through this. Maria, can you give me some words of encouragement for somebody that's in that place right now that may have just gotten the diagnosis that, you know, that their life is going to be forever changed? Because cancer, even though we recover or we get better or we get in remission, your life is forever changed.
Absolutely. It is life changing. There's no question about it. Yeah. And that is very difficult to, that takes some time to get used to. I would just say, have faith, look inside. And people, I want you to know that people are welcome to contact me. They can email me and I'll send them a copy of my book. I'll send them a PDF of it. I mean, they don't even have to pay for it. I think that people have to, you know, have faith that they can take back their life, that they are not beholden to anyone else's time frame for how long they have to live or how their life is going to go or anything like that. They can actually empower themselves to make their life what they would like it to be, a great life, no matter what.
And cancer or not, or no cancer, but you use the Course in Miracles in conjunction with traditional medication and medicine from your doctor.
I did, and I still have, and that was the right choice for me. I understood that my belief system is that I grew up believing that that would help me, and so I knew that if I didn't do the chemo and the radiation and have the operation, that I probably would not be here. I wouldn't be alive today. And I'm pretty sure about that. And that's fine. What those traditional medicines and all of that did for me is it gave me the time to get my head straight, because that's where it is. It's all in your mind. You have to work in conjunction with the medicine. You have to work. It's a holistic healing. You have to, you know, body, mind, and soul. You have to do the whole thing in order to heal from a, a disease like cancer.
Well, it's a lot to get your head around.
Yeah.
You know, just the initial diagnosis is that people automatically assume that this is a death sentence, but it's not, brains. There are options, there are choices, there are treatments, there are courses and miracles that you can work through, you can talk to. There's great people like Maria Barnes that have dedicated their life to scripting this, you know, to working with the doctrine of, you know, Jesus Christ. Whoever your God is, you know, again, ultimately we are one. You know, how you choose to honor, respect, worship, that's up to you. But know that there is something bigger, brighter, and better than all of us, and it is shining down on us. And Maria is a prime example. She is a witness. She got a testimony, brains. Amen, sister. Hallelujah.
Amen to that.
Yes, glory, glory. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to, you know, talk with you, if they want to get that PDF, or if they want to print the copy. I can't wait for the audiobook. I want to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It is available through Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and type in my name, Maria Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, it'll come right up. It's Put Cancer Behind You. Or you can email me if you want to chat with me. I'm happy to do that. It's M for Maria, B for boy, C for cat, and then prod, short for production. So mbcprod@gmail.com. That's my email.
Look at that. She got a Gmail, brains, and she is at the top of her game. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your good news with us here, exclusive on The Edge. We really appreciate you. We love you. We value you. We're sending you abundant light. You know, and you are just a shining example of what possibility and what faith can really do. So hang in there, brains. Okay. Hang in there. No matter what the situation is, you don't have any money today. You're in a bad situation with your spouse. Your kids are bad. Your health is bad. Your job is bad. But know that God is always good. All right.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye, brains. Come back on The Edge. Subscribe to everything, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, Maria.
Bye.